Tonight's episode of the Uncle Mike and Tom Show is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today for a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. Remember to include the /PWP Radio so they know we sent ya. It's the Uncle Mike and Tom Show, and I am Tom Richards. This is our co-host, Uncle Mike.
What is going on?
And it's another week here where we talk about independent pro wrestling, man. The best in independent pro wrestlers and independent wrestling promotions. Every Thursday we're here, and thank you for joining us. As this week on the show, our special guest is Brent Banks. From the Toronto area in Canada. He works all the major indies up in Canada. We'll have him on in a little bit, talking about this weekend C4, next weekend Smash, and lots more, all about the Canadian indie scene. But that's in a couple minutes. First up, what's going on, man?
Nothing much.
Me neither. It was a fun weekend. We watched the triple shot of Evolve.
Yes, we're
going to go over them in detail after the interview. They were really fun shows, and CZW ran this weekend. We'll go over that too, and we'll hit you up with all the major shows going on this weekend later on in the program. So that's all good.
You never told me Gabe Sapolsky was a baseball player.
Gabe Sapolsky's a baseball player?
Oh yeah, he hit a grand slam this past weekend.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know there was a baseball player named that either. News to me. I'm still in football season. Grand Slam.
He had 3 great wrestling shows, man.
Oh.
He had a Grand Slam.
I got you. You confused me there.
Take a little sinking.
Very funny.
Yes.
If this is your first time listening, man, you can find us at www.indiewrestlingworld.com/Uncle Mike and Tom, and that's the archive of all 73 episodes of our show. We're here every single week, and the show's there every week. You can like us on Facebook at the Uncle Mike and Tom Show, and our show will pop up on your timeline every week. On Twitter, you can find us at Mike Tom Show. My own personal Twitter is at the Tom Richards, where I talk about independent pro wrestling all the time and do a lot of live results on weekends. This guy over here, he doesn't even have a computer, let alone Twitter or Facebook, so you ain't going to catch him anywhere. Unless he's here, yeah. And we are on iTunes and Stitcher under Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. Go do a search for them, or you can go to www.prowrestlingpowerhouse.com, and that's our home on the web. And we're all hooked up with them. And there's some other shows here. They have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday we have shows. We're the Thursday guys, man. Check them all out. All doing different things, man. So you might like it. Or maybe not. I don't know. But that's all that. iTunes, Stitcher, website, Facebook, Twitter. Anything else I forget? You can find us on most of the most popular message boards, too, man. Let's spread the word. It's all about spreading the word of independent pro wrestling. Tell your friends, tell your coworkers, your neighbors, your dog, your cat, your pets.
Plants.
Tell anybody, man. Spread the word about the Uncle Mike and Tom Show. Spread the word about independent pro wrestling. I hear all the cool kids give you, like, good ratings on iTunes or something. That's, like, the end thing if you're a hipster and stuff.
What do they do?
I guess you can give us a review on the iTunes. That's what I'm hearing these days, man.
The hip kids?
The hip kids, yeah, they review stuff on the iTunes. And I guess, like, that's good for the show and the feed and stuff, you know? I don't know. I just watch wrestling. What the fuck?
Depends on what kids are reviewing.
So with that said, let's get this show on the road.
Those young whippersnappers.
Now we got all the plugs out of the way. I'm going to do a little edit here and have Brent Banks on in a second with no music because we're not like other podcasts. So let's get Brent Banks on the line and talk some Canadian independent pro wrestling. And joining us up first this week on the program is a man that hails from Toronto, Canada, and is one half of the current C4 Tag Team Champions with Jay Rukin, and they will be defending their titles against the Super Smash Brothers this Saturday night for C4 Wrestling. Please welcome at this time Mr. Brent Banks. Welcome to the Uncle Mike and Tom Show, man.
Hello. It's good to be on. That was a great introduction.
we're happy to have you on because we're pretty big fans. And like always, we love having some of these Canadian guys on because you don't get a lot of press down here in the States, you know?
That's very true. We need a lot more of that so we can move on and get better positions here in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Because I would assume that's like one of your goals is to get more dates down here.
Absolutely. I mean, being down here, I mean, like, yeah, I hate to say, but you're not really going to get a lot of attention down here. I mean, not a lot of people know about any of the promotions or any of the workers down here. They don't even know that we exist unless we start getting some bookings across the border, and then we start getting a little more face time and some more recognition and some more credit. So, yeah, I hope to get a lot more bookings in the States and just get my name out there.
And us living down here in the States, we certainly hope you get some more bookings down here because you, like a lot of the guys, man, you're really good and, like, just don't hear a lot about anything going on in Canada. Thank God Smart Mark Video's selling a bunch of the DVDs now for these guys up there.
Yeah, that's like, one of the good things about a lot of the promotions down here that they're starting to jump on Smart Mark, and it gives us, like, an opportunity to be seen across the state, so... You know, there'd be that one or two promotions that say, hey, you know, that guy was good who I saw at Smart Mark. Maybe I'll give him an opportunity, or maybe when one of us crosses the border and gets to one of those shows, he recognizes us. So it's a little bit easier for us to actually get on eventually to one of their shows. So, yeah, Smart Mark's a real good thing for promotions down here.
Definitely. It'd be a real good thing for the fans, too, man. The more good wrestlers, the merrier for everybody, man, you know?
Exactly. There's a lot of good talent down here that stateside does not know about. Ontario has a lot of good workers. It's just kind of stuck down here without any real credit. But there's a lot of good guys down here.
And lucky for us, like, we've been watching Canadian indies for, like, going all the way back to, like, the early days of IWS. IWS and like UWA Hardcore, and so we've always stuck with it. So it's like it was great for Smart Mark to start hooking up a lot of these companies, and we're telling people all the time, man, dude, there's so much great talent up in Canada, you know?
Absolutely.
But so this Saturday night, you're part of the C4 show in Ottawa, Ontario, teaming up with Jay Rukin and defending the tag team titles. I believe I was reading. You two are related, correct?
Yeah, we're first cousins.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that until I was doing research on you. So that's got to be cool, teaming up with your cousin and being tag champs.
Yeah, I mean, it was already cool just to team up with him, but now that we're tag champs, it's even cooler. So now we get an opportunity to tag a lot more. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
And this Saturday night, you'll be defending the tag titles against the Super Smash Brothers, which, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say we got lucky against such a great tag team last time around, but I'm definitely looking forward to the second meeting and not taking those guys lightly at all, because those guys are a great tag team. Another example of great Canadian talent that actually... broke out in the States as well, so I'm definitely looking forward to that match, the second one at least.
Yeah, the Super Smash Brothers were doing really good for themselves there until they started having these visa issues, you know?
Yeah, that's the only hitch. That's the only reason why a lot of us can't really get a lot of shine down there in the States, just the border and visa issues, which kind of sucks.
It does, man. It's like, I understand why they got the rules in place, but for like, something like wrestling, man, it's like, it's really fucked up that they stop you at the border and shit, you know?
Yeah, and it's just weird that it's so easy for a guy from the States to just come across this way and do the exact same thing. But, I mean, when a Canadian comes across and goes stateside, it's such a huge deal, which is really weird to me.
That is, that's right. Guys never have trouble going up to Canada unless they like got convicted for a felony or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't think about that either. Wow,
yeah, it's always you guys coming down here, man. These damn American border patrols, border protecting our freedoms. You know?
Yeah, we may not be getting paid a whole lot to do this thing, but I mean, the very little that we do get, it seems to be a huge deal. We're taking away from the economy a little bit. We're just as bad as any killer or murderer or anything. So I guess we're on the same level as professional wrestling for some reason.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly, man, exactly. It's like you'd swear you're coming down here and stealing like a six-figure job from some poor American. You know?
Yeah. just a weekend and I'll go back home.
Shit, man, I'm losing money on this trip. Cut me a break, man.
Yeah, really. They don't even realize.
Crazy. But this Saturday night, C4, man, for the people listening aren't familiar with C4, that's like one of the, like, really, that's our favorite promotion that we see in Canada. Why don't you tell the people about C4 a little bit?
Man, if you're in the area or even coming across the border, Canada, I definitely suggest you check out a C4 show, because it's an awesome show from the roster to just, like, the fans there are just great. Like, that's why I love going there. I mean, it's about a four and a half, five hour drive from Toronto, but none of the guys that come from around the Toronto area ever mind going all the way down to Ottawa, because it's such a great crowd. And everything we give to that crowd, they give it right back. So everybody who comes down from this side always enjoys going. Like, C4 is definitely like one of the best Indies on this side of the border for sure, and it all starts with that crowd. That crowd is just, I mean, it's hard to describe, but it might be the best crowd that I wrestle in front of on this side of the border for sure.
That's saying something, you know. And it's cool because it's like a success story. Because I remember, like in the early days, it wasn't a real big crowd. And it's grown as the years have gone by, and that's, like, really great to see, because a lot of places, that ain't happening in wrestling, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't want to brag, you know, maybe the huge crowd is sort of using me, I don't know. It's just a coincidence. No, but, I mean, yeah, it's a great place to work. I always have fun there, and I look forward to weekend as well.
And for those listening, if you've never seen C4 Wrestling, they are available through Smart Mark Video, and they just put out the August and September shows this week, and they have the whole back catalog too, and it's definitely a promotion worth checking out if you've never seen them before. Two thumbs up, man. Highly recommend it. And they're going to be back this Saturday night in Ottawa, Ontario, and in Brent Banks is part of the show, a loaded lineup. But talking about you, how many years have you been doing this thing now?
It's 6.5 for me now.
6.5 years. And who, yeah. I assume you were a big wrestling fan growing up. That seems to be the deal with everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was like a super fan, like anybody who gets into professional wrestling. Because, I mean, if you're going to get into it, you really got to love it beforehand. It's not something you can just pick up easily without being a fan. You gotta love it to some degree. So yeah, I watched it all the time growing up, and as soon as I left high school, this seemed like the very next step in my fandom for professional wrestling. Because actually my cousin and now tag partner who kind of pushed me to get into it, because I wasn't too sure if I was going to at least attempt it. And then he decided that he wanted to do it like about a year before I did. And I saw his success, so I just thought I'd give it a shot as well. But yeah, you definitely got to be a super fan of professional wrestling before you even attempt to get into it.
And who did you end up being trained by?
I got trained in Toronto at the Square Circle Gym by Rob Flair and Cobra Kai.
And looking back now, were you happy with your training? Like, was it good, or shitty deal?
Oh, absolutely. I loved it. They were,
That's
they
cool.
really made sure we nailed like the little things just to keep our bodies safe and just to take care of people in the ring and take care of yourself as well. We just really went over the basics over and over and over again. And then when we got the real basics down, like the chain wrestling and just the bumping and the particular roles we had to do, only if we really nailed that, then we would move on to anything else, like your high spots and such. But we really drove down on the basics of wrestling and then moved on to some of the more fancy stuff. So yeah, I love the training, and the door is always open for us to come in at any time. There was no real, like, month-to-month kind of thing where you have to be you have to leave the gym or and a new class would come in. But you, Bob and Steve always had the doors open whenever you wanted to come in and try something. Maybe you wanted to come in and just brush up on your skills. You could always do it. Even to this day, they have the door open for us to come in and just get better at our craft.
That's good to hear, because it's usually a mixed bag. Some people had like really horrible training and hated it, and some people had good training. Sounds like you had a really good experience, so that's cool to hear.
Yeah, they were real welcoming when I was first there. It was hard stuff, but I mean, they weren't too hard to the point where it was so miserable and you weren't sure if you're going to come back. I mean, I felt my aches and pains in the early going, but they were very welcoming and it was easy to make up my mind to keep coming back.
Yeah, and here we are almost 7 years later, man.
Yeah. Gotta be crazy to be doing it for this long.
But you're one of them guys, it seems like, every show we watch, man, you're on it. Like, you're out there working all over the place up there.
That's the plan. It's the only way to get better, just get as much experience as possible. I just try to get on as many shows as possible, no matter what the show is or kind of credit they have or how many fans they bring in. I just want experience just so I can get better.
That's it, man. That's the key, working as much as possible. And it's like, some guys, man, it seems like they just don't do that. It's like, I don't know. but that's good, though, because, like, you stand out because you're on every show and you end up being one of the best in-ring workers on every show. So guys like us just sit down and watch it, and, like, you just stand out to us, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I like to think that, like, the more shows I do, then the more comfortable I can become in the ring, because the more comfortable you are, the more you can add to your repertoire, and it just flows a lot easier. You're not as nervous, and you have way better ring positioning and just better timing. So the more I can get out there, the more I can polish all those little things and go better to the fans watching.
Exactly. Definitely. Something else you've done a lot in the last few years, besides teaming with your cousin, you also had a team with Alex Vega, the Steady Ballers. Why don't you talk about Alex Vega and you teaming a little bit?
That was real fun. I mean, until we had our bit of a break in Smash and A1, but for the time we were together, it was lots of fun. I mean, I hadn't been in a steady tag team like that for a couple years, so it was fun getting back into a tag team again. It was kind of like refreshing as well, so yeah, I had fun while I was in it.
Speaking of Smash, I loved your Pick Your Poison opponent for Alex Vega too. That was great.
who else was I going to pick? He Johnny Greene beat five guys in the previous show, so I had to do it.
Yeah, John Greed. I'll tell you what, that match with Vega, that was probably my favorite John Greed match so far.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, definitely, without no doubt.
Yeah, that guy is real good, and he's only getting better. He's for a guy who hasn't been wrestling for very long, he's so good.
Yeah.
And he's only getting better by the day.
You got that right. Every match I've seen, he's getting better.
Definitely. And not only you and Alex Vega make a good tag team, it seems like you two make great opponents, as you've had a series of memorable matches recently, too.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when they say, I mean, your opponents, I guess we work so well as a tag team. I mean, we know each other's styles, we know each other's like strengths and stuff like that. So I guess we're gonna gel very well as a team and as opponents as well. And I've been having fun with this feud with Vega. It's been some fun stuff, but it's giving me a chance to. At least Smash to show a different side of Bud Banks, which I haven't done real in the past couple of years. I've been a fan favorite for a couple of years now, so the fans turned their backs on me at Smash, but I have fun doing it.
Yep, they turn their backs on you.
Speaking of Smash Wrestling, since you mentioned it, well, that's another promotion. They're based in Toronto that been doing some really good stuff, and they got AJ Styles and Chris Hero coming up, I believe, next weekend, isn't it? Yeah,
that's a big show. There's just so many different, great matches on that show. I'm definitely gonna have to be on top of my game for that show, especially with a guy like Styles and Hero on the show as well.
Well, you talk about Smash a little bit. They've been around like a year and a half. Tell the people about Smash Wrestling.
That's definitely another promotion that people really need to go out of their way to see. They're just growing now, and they're doing a lot of the right things very early, just getting their name up there and just pushing the product, getting on a smart mark as well, and just pushing their name up there. It's such a great promotion, and they really want to do things differently. They're really focused on getting a lot of different matchups on the show, just unlike what you're going to see around Ontario, because sometimes promotions will get caught up having the same matchups that you'd see in other places, and they're really focused on just doing different things and bringing in guys from stateside and just having different fresh matchups. So they're really doing the right things right now, and it's definitely a show you want to check out if you're on this side of the border.
Oh yeah, without no doubt.
Not only are they doing AJ Styles and Chris Hero, but you'll be in action on that show against Alex Vega that we were just talking about next weekend.
Yeah, no, I plan on ending that scene there, but you're gonna see me at my best. There's a lot of great talent on the show, and I don't want to be. I don't want to be forgotten on that show. It's such great matches on it, so I'm gonna do my best for that one.
Yeah, any given Sunday too. Next Sunday in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, at the E-Zone, man, Smash Wrestling. Another promotion you can check out through Smart Mark Video.
Yeah.
But speaking of, let's take a look here. You like we were saying before, you work everywhere, man. Alpha One, you just worked Alpha One this past Sunday, and you were in the Chaos Cup Finals. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
That was fun, too. I got a chance to tag with Jess Insane, and then moved on to the finals in a five-way, but I didn't get a chance to win that. That was won by the same guy I tagged with earlier in the night. That is sucks, because we were on the same team, and now I gotta watch him win the whole thing, but I just in front of that show, and I mean, I'm sure everyone knows how good those A1 shows are now from seeing it on Smart Mark and just attending those shows. But being part of the Chaos Cup was I definitely had fun in that five way, even though I didn't win, but it was still good times.
I was just happy to see that they did away with the small six-sided ring.
Yeah, that's not a fun ring to fall in. It's a real stiff ring. You don't want to be working in that thing.
It seems like it's so tiny. It doesn't look like it'd be fun to work in. Like, you're really limited with your space. So it was good to see they had a regular ring there. When I see pictures, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it also looks a lot better on a nicer-looking ring if they're going to be pushing the product to smart markets well for everyone to see. So, I mean, besides the fact that it's just a really hard ring to work in, but, I mean, it just looks better on the promotion side as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. And their promotion, they just came back after taking a sabbatical, so it was good to see that they're back, because they do some good stuff in the Hamilton area.
Yeah, they took a break for a little bit. Not like a much-needed one, but, I mean, they got a lot of feedback from the people who were kind of missing it and just wanting it to come back, and here they are now. So I'm glad they came back into the fold, because, I mean, if they had left, I would have never even got a chance to go after that year barrier championship. So that's another reason why it's good that everyone came back. But it's good for the fans as well, because I'm sure they would have missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, more good places to work. That's more places to, you know, go. And they bring up some American talent up there, too.
Yeah, they do. That's what is needed, just to change things up around here. And you don't get to see a lot of those American guys down here, so it's good that they're trying to bring up some maybe not always like the most known American guys, but just ones that are really going to deserve a chance to be seen down here as well, which is good to change things up on your shows as well.
Yeah, no, you're right. They do send up a lot of the younger kids, but even like the Colin Delaney's, guys that have been around too, though, you know.
Yeah, I mean, especially like Colin, who's definitely changed up his style and is looking to work like a lot more these days. But yeah, it's just good to change things up around here instead of having the same matchups and just getting fresh faces and stuff like that for the fans out there.
Eddie Kingston, I remember Eddie Kingston on the one too. That was real good.
Yeah, that's the first time I met Eddie Kingston. I had a chance to meet him, so it was a good chance to meet these shows. Yeah, I had been stateside before. I had never got a chance to meet him at any show, so it was good to see him on that show.
Yeah. How many different feds did you work for here in the States? A lot or not much?
How many promotions or how many times I've worked?
Either or, promotions or times.
Not too many. I've done three AAW shows.
Yeah, Tom was saying about Dark Match, yeah.
And I did, I believe it was an ICW, I believe, in Franklin, Ohio.
ICW?
And, yeah, I think it was ICW, and it was in Franklin, Ohio. That show, and I feel like I'm missing one. And I did like a couple of years ago in an NWA Upstate show in 2010. So not very many. So I'm just trying to get up this year for sure.
You never worked for ISW?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's weird. I thought you did.
Yeah, any chance we find you under a hood doing a goofy gimmick in Connecticut for Mike Rogers?
Yeah, like, why not? I've spoken to the guy before, but, I mean, I would definitely do it. They have a lot of good characters there, so I'd be down to do it. I've heard a lot of good things, so I would definitely come down and do it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Definitely. Well, something I wanted to ask you about before when we were talking about Smash, that was pretty cool, is a few months back, you were involved with a match with former WWE referee Jimmy Corderas, who was...
I knew exactly where you're going.
Why don't you talk about that whole thing, man? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say this, that Jimmy Curtis is, like the most humble dude you'll ever meet in wrestling. Like, I mean, considering where he's been, you think someone might have maybe a small ego or just some sort of attitude or think they're higher than others, but he's, like, the nicest, most humble guy you'll ever meet, and that just came about because if I could be Brett Banks for a minute, he just stuck his nose in my business with Alex Vega, so it all started with a really, really hard slap that I gave him on one of the Spanish wrestling shows, and
yeah.
And they decided it was a good idea to throw him in a match with Alex Ray against myself, and I think it turned out real well. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the entire match, but I think it turned out pretty well.
No, actually, we just watched the show where you slapped him.
Yeah, we're actually, that's the next show we're going to watch.
The next show will be that.
Is the tag match, so we actually haven't seen it yet. We'll be seeing it this week, though. See, we would interview you next week.
I think we got slighted that we didn't get nominated for the match of the year for Smash, because I'm almost certain that match would have won with the reaction that we were getting that night. So I think it turned out really well. Usually I'm very hard on myself with my matches, but right after that match I knew that we hit a home run with that one. So yeah, it was lots of fun.
And that also included the aforementioned Alex Vega once again.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking forward to seeing. That was on their August show, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, the August show for Smash Wrestling, which is available. Pick up on DVD or MP4, Smart Mark Video.
Yeah, not kissing ass, but dude, you hit home runs every match.
Oh, man. I hope I do. I mean,
yeah, you do.
I'm so hard on myself, so.
Oh, yeah.
Like, out of, like, four or five matches, I will tell you, like, four of them, I'm like, no, I wasn't that good, even though people are like, yeah, it was pretty good. I'm just really hard on myself. So I hope in, like, the fans' eyes that I'm hitting home runs all the time, because I try to work hard every time I'm in there.
You blessed my eyes.
So you do both tag teams and singles. What do you prefer?
Now I prefer single stuff just so I can get more comfortable in the ring and just so I'm able to work just any style and any size as well, because when you're in a tag team, it's not that you can't get better in the ring, but it's just that you can rely on another guy in there as well, just in case if you're hurt in there, if you're just off your game, you have a second to kind of collect yourself and have another guy in there to kind of piggyback off of. But when you're just working by yourself, you really got to work hard. Your mind has to be right. You have to be really sharp and on point. So I like nowadays working as a singles guy, because it's just going to help me get better as a performer in the ring.
Right. That makes sense. Another place that you're heavily involved with that we don't get to see because their shows aren't available anywhere yet, but Squared Circle Wrestling, you have a lot of good stuff going on with them. And that's another promotion a lot of people don't hear about. Why don't you talk about Squared Circle Wrestling?
Yeah, that's kind of my like home promotion. It's the place I started at Squared Circle, which is related with the horse training, the school that I trained with in Toronto. They were originally a BSC Buccaneers first, and then they moved over to Squared Circle Live now. But yeah, that's definitely a place that should also be on Smart Mark, and who I've been kind of pushing to get on Smart Mark. I don't know what needs to happen for them to get on it, but I would suggest that they get on it, because they do a lot of good stuff.
I was actually talking to somebody, whoever runs their Twitter, and I asked them about that, and they said that it's something they do have plans that very soon they're going to be available for MP4, but they didn't say if it was Smart Mark or who.
I haven't heard anything, but I would imagine, like, Smart Mark is like a no-brainer. So I would imagine it would have to be Smart Mark, because that's really the place to be if you want to get your promotion out there, let everyone see it and help it in the future. So I would assume it would be Smart Mark, yeah.
Good. More Canadian wrestling.
Yeah, man, the lineup seems so solid, and it's like, fuck, man, we don't get to see none of these shows.
Yeah, it's definitely solid. A lot of people need to see, and they get a lot of their young talent from the school as well, which is also good because and in the long run it'll help them get a lot more face time and a lot easier for them on the state side as well when they're ready to actually cross the board and work state side as well. So yeah, Script Circle will definitely do a lot of good things, and hopefully everyone can get to see them once like this year.
Yeah,
I hope.
Definitely, man. Without a doubt.
More the merrier.
They're another one. They've had a lot of American names up there recently working matches with these guys.
Yeah, they're definitely one of the promotions that you have to bring in outside talent to kind of bring your crowd and change things up. So, I think they're on that same mindset. They need to change things up and just freshen up and bring in outside talent. So they know that's the smart thing to do. They just bring out talent, freshen it up, and it'll help their company grow.
How about, I see you're working for Battle Arts, too.
Yeah, Battle Arts. I've worked a couple times now. Here and there in the Oshawa area, so it's also a promotion that's starting to get bigger crowds. Actually, their crowds have gotten bigger and bigger each time I've worked here, so I'm not exactly sure when the next time they're running, but it's a fun place to work. It's really relaxing. I always have a good time there because it's not as much pressure on you. It's just very relaxed environment. It's just a real good time, and always have fun there.
Cool.
Have you worked Battle War in Montreal, though?
Yeah. Battle War, no. And I've heard and I've seen videos.
I know your cousin online. I thought you were there at the couple shows back when all the Toronto guys were all down.
No. I did not make that trip. I would have liked to because I've heard a lot of good things, but no, I was not on that show.
Oh, shit. I thought you were. I forgot all about that. I thought you did that Battle War. Shit.
No, I think it was just like Hazega, Monster Mafia was on the show.
Yeah.
I think Hacker Scotty O'Shea was on it.
Yeah, I didn't get that trip.
Being that we're from the States and we don't really have any clue, like Montreal and Toronto, how far apart are they?
Montreal and Toronto? If you're going to Battle War, I believe it's about 5.5 to 6 hours.
Oh, well, I wasn't aware that they were that far. I mean, I've been to Montreal, but I've never been to Toronto, so I had no idea how far away Toronto actually was from Montreal. It's a lot further than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's quite dry.
Oh, that's interesting. I got to learn my Canadian geography better.
Yeah, C4 is about 4.5 to 5, and Battle War is about 5.5 to 6.
Wow. So, the Brent Banks gimmick, how did you come up with your wrestling name and gimmick?
Brent Banks? When I started doing the basketball gimmick, which was given to me by one of my trainers, I was just going with that B. The initial B, and then when I started getting my name out there, some of the guys just suggested I have an actual last name, not just a letter, and put something behind it. So I was just at home one day, and I just decided to put Banks on the end of it because it just sounded the best out of all the B last names that I had come up with at home. So yeah, it was really just something I thought of at home. It wasn't some crazy story or anything like that. I just thought of an actual last name at home because I was going with Brent B for so long, so I figured I'd actually have a real last name if I was going to eventually stopped doing the basketball gimmick one day.
Yeah, because I remember when the first time I heard you called Brett Banks, and I was like, oh, wow, because we heard you always called Brett B for so long, you know?
Yeah.
I always have to switch because there's a California indie wrestler that goes by the name Famous B. Yeah. So it's a lot easier for me to keep you separated who's who.
Yeah, exactly. You give me an actual last name and it'll help a lot, actually. So yeah, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, man. And do you have like if you had your choice, like if one of the Canadian promotions came to you and said that like we'll bring in anybody you want to work a program, who would you pick that you like you'd love to work a program with right now?
That's such a tough question because there's so many guys who I'd like to work. Man, I mean, I got a chance to wrestle Adam Cole at a Squared Circle show, and I'd love to get a chance to work
really?
Him. That's like he's someone so like I'd seen his work beforehand, and I knew he was really good, but just being in the ring with him, he's just so polished and just on point and so professional. He's definitely someone who I'd like to run a program with him, definitely, Adam Cole.
See, Brent Banks fought Adam Cole, and it's not even available on fucking DVD. That surprised me.
Yeah, see, they're on Spartwork at the time. You would have known this, but
right?
They got to get on it.
God damn.
Yeah, I've got a chance at Squared Circle to wrestle Adam Cole. I wrestled Kevin Steen. I wrestled Sanjay Dutt there. Wow. Yeah.
Man,
no
shit, man. You and Steen,
they're leaving money on the table. They got to get their shit out there, man.
That's good. They're leaving money on the table, exactly.
God damn, man.
Now I want to see all three of those matches.
Right? Now they got to put out all their back catalog, too.
Yeah, exactly. I hope they do.
Did you used to go down to CIWS back in the day?
No, I didn't get a chance to come that side. I think they were running pretty strong when I was just starting to wrestle, and I've never gotten an opportunity to come to any of their shows, so I have no idea. I've only just seen bits and pieces online, but no, I haven't had a chance to.
What about UWA Hardcore?
I saw their last two shows they ever had.
Well, that's cool. That's better than
it was one in Mississauga and one in Bolton. Yeah. So yeah, I just caught the last two.
Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah, I mean, when I just started wrestling and I was training for Squared Circle, that's the one promotion I'd always hear was UWA. They were doing a lot of good things, bringing a lot of guys who are like indie superstars and on television now. So they had like the foresight to know that these guys were going to be good and they're putting off some great matches and now they're doing some great things.
Yeah. Check me, they already started. They started before you, right?
Oh, yeah, they were running wild in UWA.
Yeah.
I remember them from UWA.
They go way back, yeah. They've been around for a long time. But this Saturday night, man, Brent Banks is going to be in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada for C4. Tomorrow, man. From the Vanier Columbus Club, 260 MacArthur Road, man. 7 p.m., the doors open up. Definitely, if you're in the area, we highly recommend checking out. If you're an independent wrestling fan at all, you won't be disappointed. And you will see one after the tag team champions, Brent Banks, this Saturday night, man. We thank you for coming on the show. This has been a good time.
It's my pleasure, man. Anytime you want me back, I will be available. I will definitely like to come back. It was a fun time.
Definitely.
Cool,
we'll love
man.
To have
cool.
you back every once in a while. And definitely tell any other guys if they want to come on, man. Spread the word.
I will, man. It was real easy. It was real laid back. I had a good time, so I'll definitely recommend it.
Yeah, cool.
That's what we try to do.
Yeah.
And while you got this time, why don't you tell the people where they can find you on the internet?
They can find me on Twitter at underscore Banks, because every variation of Brent Banks is taken. So you can find me at underscore Banks on Twitter if you want to try to book me or just shoot me a message. You can find me there.
Boom. Or you can go see him this Saturday night in Ottawa, man.
Yeah.
Or next Saturday in Toronto.
If yep. Good you don't want to miss that C4 show, because we kind of tore it up the last time with the Super Smash Brothers, and I'm the type of guy who just doesn't. I always have to improve every time I'm in the ring with someone, so I'm definitely looking to bring my very best for that match. I mean, it's a tag title match for our belts. Plus, we've already wrestled them once, so I'm looking to just step it up so everyone can see some good things on Saturday night. And then the following week, I mean, I always try to bring my best for Smash, so definitely come up to Smash Wrestling as well, because I'm not going to bring nothing less than my best for that match as well against Alex Vega.
Anything else
good
you want to promote while you got the opportunity?
Wow, there would be a lot. I'm such a nice guy that I would just like to run down the list of all the promotions that I wrestled for, like Squared Circle, Alpha One Wrestling, Fight Brand Wrestling in Toronto, all these promotions. So if the good word of Kane Wrestling and Ontario Wrestling could just get out there more and everyone could see us all and just give us an opportunity stateside and just know that we're a good crop of guys down here, then that's what I like to say. Just give us a chance down here and don't give us such a hard time at the border. Just let us do our thing when we cross the border. That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
If you're American promoting listeners, book this dude, man. Take our word for it.
I know.
You won't be disappointed. Yeah. I mean, now I have a lot to look up to that you guys just put me over, so now I have to do my best when I coach this guy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I've been praying for you to get to Reseda, California for Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started on TV. don't do it. You're going to just... Ring of Honor is a place I would really like to work, but like... Pro Wrestling Guerrilla is just doing such good things right now. They just knock it out of the park every single show. And all I have is like a little teaser clip online, and I'm just like, one day, maybe I'll be there one day.
See, if the Super Smash Brothers get their shit straightened out, you can like hide in their luggage or something. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I would definitely go. That's definitely a place I would love to work for. Love to.
Yeah, because, like I said, we see a lot of it, and I said to Tom, like, we'll be watching something, whatever, and it'll be like, man, if only Brett Banks could be in fucking Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. But you know what I mean? Like, you would gel with, holy fuck.
Trust me, I have, like just daydreams with me just being there doing some good things. Right after I would catch a show, I'm like, man, I can do this. I can work with this guy, so trust me. I'm right there with you guys. I would love to be there.
Cool.
Well, you're on the right path, man. Just keep doing what you're doing.
You are on the path, baby.
I always believe good things come to those that, you know, take care of themselves and...
Work hard.
Yeah, work hard. So,
Well, that's what I'm going to try to do, man. So, hopefully you're going to see my face and my name on the stage side this year. I'm looking to get out there just a little bit more than I did last year and the year before. So, hopefully good things will come.
Hopefully, man.
Cool, man.
Check them out this Saturday night in Ottawa, next Sunday in Toronto, man. Brent Banks, thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I want to tell everyone that you can get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial with Audible.com. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the Internet. It is a consumer service that allows users to choose the audio versions of their favorite books. With a library of over 150,000 titles, users can purchase individual books or for real savings can sign up for an Audible listener program, which gives them book credits each month for a low monthly fee. Sign up for your free 30-day trial by heading to audibletrial.com /PWP Radio. And don't forget the /PWP Radio so you can get your free trial at audiobooks today. We want to thank Brent Banks for being on the show, man. Cool dude, good worker.
Yes.
Definitely check him out. Definitely check out C4 Wrestling, Smash Wrestling, and all the great Canadian independent promotions, man. And the majority of them are available at Smart Mark Video. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man.
Thank God for Smart Mark.
Yeah, thank God for Smart Mark is right. So now I guess we'll hit some of this news and then get into the Evolve and CZW reviews, right? First up, we'll start with Interspecies Wrestling, as they announced their return date, as they will be back in Danbury, Connecticut at the Heirloom Arts Theater on April 19th. Doors will open at 7 p.m. for Trapped in the Closet at the Heirloom Arts Theater, ISW. Always a fun time. Highly recommend going to the shows in Danbury. And if you've never been there before, April 19th will be your opportunity. Match announcements to come very soon.
Good.
Also just announced this week, Quintessential Pro Wrestling returns to Southern California, as they return Saturday, February 1st, to Monrovia, California, in the Monrovia Masonic Center. And here is the lineup that they have for February 1st. You will see Adam Thornstow defend the QPR title against Drake Younger. You'll see the Rockness Monsters take on Willie Mack and B-Boy. You will see Brian Cage take on Nick Madrid.
I don't think I saw him.
I've never seen Nick either.
No.
It'll be Kevin Steen one-on-one against Scrap Iron Adam Pearce.
That'll be wild.
It'll be Candice LeRae and Christina Von Erie taking on Pretty Peter Avalon and Ray Rosas.
Tear the house down.
And you'll see Joey Ryan one-on-one with cheerleader Melissa.
Another good one.
Intergender battle, yeah, if you will.
I bet you she beats him.
Plus one-on-one Brian Kendrick against Kyle O'Reilly.
Look out.
It's Saturday, February 1st, which is becoming a pretty busy day in independent pro wrestling, because you got that show, you got National Pro Wrestling Day, you got Dreamwave running with AJ, is it AJ Styles? Yeah, AJ Styles and the American Wolves, and lots of stuff starting to happen on February 1st all of a sudden. Speaking of a National Pro Wrestling Day, February 1st from Easton, Pennsylvania, free show. They haven't made their announcement yet, so I won't ruin their surprise, but I'll just say that you will be able to watch the show in the comfort of your own living room on February 1st.
Good.
Yeah. That's coming on February 1st. Lots of stuff coming on February 1st, apparently. But Quintessential Pro announced they are going to be...
Good card.
Yeah. Yeah. What else is going on around here? Let's take a look here. Extreme Rising. It sucks for them. They, a couple days ago, before we recorded this, they spent the day flyer in Pittsburgh, because they returned to Pittsburgh on February 8th. And so they went there, they got all these flyers, went and flyered all over town and everything. And it turns out the flyer has the wrong date on it.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't let me know. He says I'll save it for the show.
Yeah, the flyer has their Philly return date of March 3rd instead of February 8th. So they flyered Pittsburgh with flyers for a date of a month after the show. Which, that sucks. Like, I feel bad for Extreme Right. I mean, because they're going out and doing all the legwork and postering and flyering and all that.
I shouldn't be laughing.
But, man, read your own flyer before you put it out there, I guess, right?
Oops.
God love them. People know there's a show in Pittsburgh. They'll just think it's a month after it happens. But hopefully, they'll still do all right for their own sake.
Well, no, they're in good shape if more people show up for the date.
All the Pittsburgh people traveled to Philly for March 1st. There will be a show March 1st. Just it's you know, it's 5 hours away. You better gas up your car and go, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit, that only happened on the Indies, right?
Yeah.
poor Extreme Rising. AJ Styles, man. Speaking of AJ Styles, I'm happy. We were going to talk about this last week, and I'm happy we didn't. Because,
talk about what?
He was announced to return to CZW on their 15th anniversary show, CZW 15.
Boom.
On February 8th. And, we were going to talk about this last week. I'm happy we didn't, because here we can talk about it now that it's done and over. And the original plan was AJ Styles to take on Tommy Dreamer at CZW. You know, I love both guys. Don't get me wrong. I have no problem. And I'm sure the match would have been fine, you know. Yes. But it's not the proper way. Like, if you're going to bring in a star like AJ Styles, you want him to give the rub to one of your young guys, one of your young homegrown guys that you're building up. So Tommy Dreamer doesn't fit that mold. And not against Tommy Dreamer, you know. Because I'm sure everybody wants to work AJ Styles. You know, they've worked before, and I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
Actually, that's the point. They might not have, because they were always babyface together at TNA.
They definitely worked the match in TNA. I remember at least one encounter in TNA. But, like, Tommy, let me talk about Tommy Dreamer for a little bit here. Like, Tommy Dreamer, man, I'm a Tommy Dreamer guy. Because when we used to go to the ECW arena back in the day, Tommy Dreamer was one of them guys, man. He was a good dude. Like, he'd hang out with the fans. Like, when we'd go to the Travelodge, the party, Tommy Dreamer would be a real good dude talking to everyone. And what I liked about Dreamer is not only was he a good dude, but he'd remember you on a first-name basis. And to me, like, that's a pretty cool deal. Like, here's this dude, main event in ECW arena. Then he sees you at the hotel, and he's like, oh, hey, Tom, what's going on? Like, to me, that was really fucking cool that he remember my name, because who the fuck am I, you know? Well,
because you had the same first name.
Yeah.
No.
But even, like, my other friends, you know?
Yeah.
Funny.
No.
But, yeah, like, he'd remember me on a first-name basis. I thought that was really cool.
That's real cool. Yeah.
It's like Tommy Dreamer is one of the good guys, you know? Like, fuck, man. Sure. I remember one night, he main evented the ECW arena. After a show, my car wouldn't start, my batteries dead. Tommy Dreamer gave me a jump after main event at the show. That's pretty fucking down-to-earth cool, man.
Yeah,
you know?
That's real cool.
So I'm a Tommy Dreamer guy, but even Tommy Dreamer, like, I would think would be enough to say, like, you know, like, I don't think this is the right match to do. But whatever, I mean, it was a Rob Feinstein thing. I guess, like, Feinstein's paying for Styles, so I'm sure he's going to do a shoot interview and he's doing an autograph signing before he's showing all this other shit. So it's whatever. But they announced this past Saturday night that it will be AJ Styles versus Drew Gulak.
Yes.
Next CZW show, February 8th. So that's the right thing, because the obvious thing with Drew Gulak or AR Fox would have been the obvious match to give their own guy to rub. And even not just a rub, but the chance to work with a guy like AJ Styles and learn is, like, really great for guys like the AR Foxes, Drew Gulaks. Andrew Everett would have been another pick, but I don't think he was ever really in the discussion.
That's just the dream.
Yeah, but that would have been cool, too.
Yeah.
So they went with Gulak, so that's cool. So, like, they're really loading up their anniversary show. Drake Younger's going to be in. And Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae are going to be in.
Real good.
WSU's running in the afternoon with Mutiny.
Real good. And our buddy Barbie Hayden will be there, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the main event for Mutiny at WSU is Jessica Havoc defending against Shauna. The perfect.
Yeah.
Princess.
Real good. That will be good.
Mm-hmm. Going to beat her live, man. Definitely going to beat her live for that. February 8th. We'll be all on top. We'll talk more about CZW when we review this show later. But I wanted to talk about that with Tommy Dreamer and AJ. So I'm happy that whoever made the decision, that at the end of the day, the right decision prevailed. And good for them that they're doing the proper thing. So whatever. It's all good at the end of the day. Doesn't matter how you get there, as long as you get to the right spot, I guess, right?
The funny thing was when you heard that he was coming in, me, you, and Joe all picked it to be A.R. Fox.
Yeah, that's
remember that?
But to me, it's all right, because I'm going to go to a shindy a month later and see A.R. Fox and AJ Styles down in Harrisburg, you know, not too far from us. So that's cool. I'll still see AJ and A.R. Fox and a bunch of shindy guys. So, you know, it's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
You may be going to Harrisburg, right? Or is it a definite?
It looks like a definite, because I don't think 2CW's running Scranton March 15th.
All right.
I haven't talked to... I gotta talk to guys in 2CW, find out what's going on. I've been lazy about that. Find out what's up with the Scranton show, but I got a feeling the date's being changed on that.
As long as they come.
They're coming.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Close to home.
Yeah.
Not a far drive.
So I guess we should talk about these Evolve shows, man.
Ooh, get ready.
Right? This weekend, man, Evolve ran a triple shot down in Florida. Friday night they ran Ybor City, the Orpheum, the home base for WWN Live.
Yes.
Saturday night in Orlando.
Yes.
And Sunday night in Jacksonville.
Sweet Jacksonville.
Something I don't even know if we mentioned last week on the show or not is they announced that they upgraded their system and now had all their iPay-per-views on WWN Live would be high definition.
I think he did.
And if they bought a new router, so they would have a better signal at the shows and have less issues streaming and have a better chance to make all these shows work. So, the last quarter of the year, some things have been starting to really go right for Evolve and Dragon Gate as they finally settled on a couple buildings in New York City and have been running them monthly and really starting to draw. And like I was saying a long time ago, I think that was like the best thing for them to do. So I'm glad that's what Gabe did. Things were starting to work. I mean, the one building looks like a death hole, but man, they drew a ton of people to it.
Yeah.
And they've done well in the Elks Lodge in Queens.
Yep.
And they have another building they run up there, too. So now they decided to come down here and run this triple shot in Florida. And, I think it'd be safe to say it was a grand slam this weekend. Slam dunk, man.
Yes.
All three nights.
Hats off, Gabe.
The iPay-per-view stream was fucking awesome.
High def.
Like you're watching a DVD.
Burr.
Beautiful. And all three streams ran pretty perfect all weekend. And the crowds, man. They had big crowds all three nights. They had one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen in Ybor City.
Yes.
And they were hot and into it. And the Ybor City show, Friday night, Evolve 25, man, that's going to end up being up there for show of the year.
Yeah.
For the indie scene, right now it is the best show of the year, but we're only 2 weeks into the year for indie shows. Exactly. But it's going to be there at the end of the year because this show is just fucking hot from top to bottom.
Let's put it this way. If you're a Pro Wrestling Guerrilla fan and that's like your niche and that's all you watch, just like you need to see this Friday night show. This is off the charts, over the top.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And Saturday night in Orlando, they drew a huge crowd.
Yeah.
And I was shocked.
No knock to FIP. When it came on the air, and I go, holy shit, look.
Because FIP ran this building in Orlando about a month or so ago. And I remember saying it was a nice building if you had a crowd, but they didn't. They had like 60 people. Yeah. So when that Evolve show came on the air, and the entire bleachers were packed, it was like, holy shit, look at this crowd. And they were hot and into it, and another really good show.
Yep.
And then same thing Sunday. They went back to the building they ran last go-around with the Evolve triple shot in Jacksonville.
A little bit smaller place.
But it was packed to the gills. For the size of the place, it was packed.
It looked great.
It was a unique building with a unique look because it's like a rock club. And it's all like gray. And like they have like the staging. They have the stage and even on the side, elevated. So then the ring's on the floor and everybody's elevated above the ring. So it was really, actually, it was giving me flashbacks to like WCW Saturday Night or something, you know? Except there was like awesome matches instead of squash matches.
Yeah. That's funny.
So it seems like maybe Evolve and Dragon Gate I kind of lump them together since they have all the same storyline. Yeah. They're kind of almost like the Evolve. Yeah, it's family. Like the same promotions. It's like when the Dragon Gate guys are in, it's Dragon Gate. They finally seem to be getting some steam.
As long as you're under the WWN banner.
Exactly.
And even including Shine, they push the Shine shows and everything, you know.
It seems like things are really starting to get on a roll for them finally after, it seems like forever. But they finally got some steam behind them, finally getting on a roll, finally drawing some crowds.
Yeah, the Evolves are definitely...
And the matches, the work this weekend, the booking, everything was really good this weekend.
Perfect word. The Evolve shows are evolving.
Yeah.
They were on a higher level. This was definitely the best, action-wise, I would say, because we've seen them all.
Yeah.
I would say this is definitely the best action-packed weekend they've ever had.
I agree. I think Evolve 25 is the best Evolve show in history.
Yes.
Of the 27 shows they ran, I think 25 is the best.
Yep, without no doubt. Without no doubt in my mind.
They got a lot of interesting things heading into WrestleMania, so it's good to see them finally get on a roll. So let's start with Evolve 25. Friday night, Ybor City.
Yes.
Florida. The outskirts of Tampa Bay.
Amazing show.
Yeah, this was a 5-match show, man. No intermission, 5 matches, no filler, all killer.
Oh.
No, they say that. This was it from start to finish. And it opened up right off the bat. FIP champion Trent Barretta defending the title against Anthony Nese.
Yes. Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Because I was the first to say it.
Yeah.
This match is the first match of the year contender. Definitely, without...
Second weekend of the year. Best match.
The first match on the show. It's not even the main event.
Yeah.
For the FIP championship, and wow.
An independent scene, yeah.
Wow.
Awesome stuff.
Oh, my God.
Trent Barretta ended up retaining the title, but, man, both guys look so good.
Energizer bunnies. Non-stop.
Again, like Trent Barretta proved, man, WWE should have kept him. They really fucked up by dropping him.
Wow.
Then we had five-way fray for Open the Freedom Gate Championship bout on Sunday night. Since the story is Roderick Strong, as we talked last week, got injured against AJ Styles taking the Styles Clash.
Yeah.
And what happened is when Styles... put the Styles Clash on. Roderick got his left arm around AJ's leg, but he never got his right arm fully behind. So when Styles jumped up and did the Clash, because Roderick Strong didn't have his right arm behind, it jerked his body to one side and forced his head forward and took a really bad bump. So he wasn't able to work this weekend, although he was here on this night signing autographs. But so they decided...
He was not involved in the show, but they... Certain wrestlers were calling him out. He was up by the
So they decided to have an open fray on here, and the winner of this would take on Johnny Gargano Sunday night for the title, since Gargano was scheduled to take on Roderick Strong Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that they would replace Roderick Strong in his other 2 matches. So they ended up with a 5-way fray, and it ended with Chuck Taylor, Lince Dorado, John Davis, Kalab Conley, and UHA Nation in this thing.
And they all tore it up.
Yeah, I think this was either the best or second best fray the company's ever put on.
Yeah, this was real good.
This one, I think, worked better because there was less guys in it. So it was a lot less going on, and each guy had a lot more time to shine and really look great and get their shit in, if you will.
And it was not...
So it worked good. Really it was paced better.
A weird mix, but kind of a weird mix.
Like everybody got time, so it didn't feel rushed or over scripted or anything like that.
And anytime John Davis and UHA Nation were ready to get it on, something would happen to keep that apart.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll be getting something down the road between those two.
You would think so.
Amazing, but you're right. I agree with you because not that the other ones aren't good, but this one, these guys were. Dead on. Yeah. Everything just kept going and going. No stopping. Perfect.
UHA Nation ended up being the sole survivor and winner of the fray. And would get his first ever Open the Freedom Gate title shot Sunday night against Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
Which I think, for a bad situation, I think Gabe did a good job with this, and I think they made the best of a bad situation. And losing Roderick Strong at the 11th hour to still come off and have three awesome shows and nobody complained. Pat on the back, man. Good job. We talk about it all the time. We talk about it all the time, yeah. Booking during...
When you're in the corner.
Adversity in the corner.
Against the wall.
And Gabe supposedly involved came through flying colors this weekend.
Good job, Gabe.
Turning a negative into a positive. Then we had one-on-one Ricochet versus Chris Hero.
could have been the second entry in for me.
Yeah. Trent Red and Anthony Nese may have match of the year on the indie scene for two matches. Hero and Ricochet went out there and just tore the fucking house down, man. Both of these guys are so goddamn good.
Oh my god, yeah. They're just raising the bar so fucking high. Hero just...
It started slow with some mat work, and then and then once Ricochet got going, man, it was nonstop, and they were so crisp and on point with everything.
Yeah, they were fucking great.
And Ricochet ended up getting a surprise victory.
Yeah, that was good. Definitely, not that I didn't see it happening, but, you know, start of the match, I thought, all right, Hero.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I was thinking Chris Hero was going to win.
Post-match, Ricochet said he was cashing in his title shot that he won WrestleMania weekend against Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
And then Chris Hero...
Real good.
...cut a real awesome speech about how he'd come to the shows even when he worked at WWE and hang out and watch him and how talented the whole locker room is and how many great performers there is and how he's looking forward to wrestling every single one of them.
Yeah.
Really class promo from Hero.
Yipper.
So then up fourth, we had Johnny Gargano and the Young Bucks against the Bravado Brothers and Rich Swann.
Yeah, wow.
And this would be exactly what you would figure. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla style, fast-paced, nonstop. Yep. And it was crazy, man. It was nonstop crazy. I liked it better than the Young Bucks match in the Tokyo Dome the week before.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but you were telling me about that.
But this was just fucking great, man. Johnny Gargano and the Young Bucks end up getting the victory. And then post-match, the Young Bucks brawled to the locker room with the Bravado Brothers.
Yeah.
And Gargano attacked Rich Swann. Roderick Strong then ran in, and Gargano bailed out. And took off. He wanted nothing to do with Roderick Strong. But when he tried to run out, Ooh-Ah Nation was standing in the aisleway. He ran into Ooh-Ah Nation, turned around, ran back in the ring, and Roderick Strong started chopping the shit out of him with them chops that only Roderick could do.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a good night for Johnny Gargano post-match.
No. But this was real good, though.
So that was good. That set up some future matches with
six-man.
It set a future match with Strong and Gargano and Ooh-Ah Sunday match with Gargano. So some real nice booking there.
Yeah.
Then in the main event, the Evolved Championship was on the line as AR Fox had an open contract, and they invited Davey Richards to show up, and he showed up and took on AR Fox in the main event. And this was a great main event. I thought it started kind of slow, but it just kicked in.
Yeah.
Everything you would expect from these 2 days, tore down the house to cap off a great, great show. Five awesome matches. 2.5 hours, I think, clocked in. Just awesomeness. AR Fox ended up retaining with a low main pain.
Yeah.
Tremendous, tremendous match. The ending sequence was just like a thing of beauty. Post-match, AR Fox wanted to shake Davey Richards' hand. Davey Richards grabbed the mic, mentioned Hero's promo earlier, and said the roster fans can all kiss his ass and that he's better than everyone here, and he walked out. Which I thought was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was good, too.
Great show, great pace, great high-def pay-per-view. Two thumbs up, man. I give the show a 9.
Four thumbs up.
9.5 on the scale of 1 to 10, man.
I give it a 10.
He's giving
I give it
10.
An 11.
It was awesome.
11.
It was awesome. Definitely check it out.
Yes.
This is a show you don't want to skip, man.
Mm-mm.
And that was Evolved. Ybor City.
No way do you want to miss this one.
So then night two, they were in Orlando. And like we said earlier, big crowd, man. Like, really large. And they were into the show, and that's a really good thing. And once again, the iPay-per-view stream was perfect, high def. It opened up a Shine Showcase match. Mia Yim took on Su Yung. And I thought this was a really fun opener.
Yeah.
Perfectly, exactly what it needed to be. Both girls worked really well together.
Oh, yeah.
And they're both, really turned it up. Yeah, they're both good workers anyway. Mia Yim ended up getting the victory.
Yeah, they attacked her after, too.
Yeah. Anthony Nice was in Su Yung's corner.
Yeah.
And they roughed up Mia Yim with the post-match.
Yeah.
Lindsay Dorado took on Collab Conley.
That was good.
And Lindsay Dorado got the victory. Yeah. And as we said before, Lindsay Dorado is really coming to his own, man. And he's one of them guys who really deserves to get more bookings and more places because he's gotten so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
In obscurity down in Florida. Next up was Chuck Taylor against Maxwell Chicago.
I loved it.
I did too. This isn't going to be for everybody. I mean, not everybody's going to. I mean, Maxwell Chicago is a comedy guy, and Chuck Taylor can have fun doing comedy. So they did a lot of comedy. And if you're into comedy wrestling, then you're going to love it. It was hilarious and good. If you're not into comedy, then it might not be for you.
I thought it was excellent.
But as a comedy match, it was fucking great. Chuck Taylor ended up getting the victory.
Mm-hmm.
Post-match, Rich Swann came out and asked Chuck Taylor to be his partner for a one-night Ronin reunion to take on the Young Bucks later in the night since Rich Swann was, Roderick Strong was out with an injury. Uh-huh. Chuck Taylor said yes. So it was going to be Ronin against the Young Bucks. We didn't have the open United Gate Tag Team titles on the line as the champions, the Bravado Brothers, defended against Dos Bendejos.
Mm-hmm.
And these two have been feuding in FIP. So they've become really familiar with each other. And they never have bad matches together. These two teams mesh so well. And
another great one.
Yeah, and I'm happy to see Dos Bendejos getting a shot with Evolve because they're really good, man. Yeah. And they keep
improving. Should be more than just
FIP.
They should be more around than what we're seeing.
They've been working PWX in North Carolina, and now they're working Evolve, so good for them.
We got to get our eyes on that stuff, too.
And they had a really good match. The Bravado Brothers end up retaining the title.
Yeah.
Good stuff from all four. Then in another awesome match, one-on-one, it was Ricochet against Trent Barretta.
Damn.
And these two tore the fuck up, man. Like, again, Ricochet, man. I know he was just in the WWE camp. If they don't take him, that's just fucking retarded. You know, it's just ridiculous. Trent Barretta, the shit.
They dropped Trent.
I know.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Ricochet ended up getting the victory. Amazing stuff. Definitely check this match out.
I don't know. Man. How bad he must have been held back or held down or what? I don't get it. Since he got released by WWE, it's like every fucking Trent Barretta match basically is amazing. I don't know. I don't get it.
I fully agree. You get no disagreement from me, man, you know?
I don't know. Good job, Trent. You're kicking ass, buddy.
Then it was AR Fox and Uon Nation taking on Johnny Gargano and John Davis.
Yeah.
And again, another great match.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was really great in setting the table for Johnny Gargano and Uon Nation the following night.
Mm-hmm.
Teasing some stuff. And all four guys looked really good. And AR Fox and Uon Nation ended up getting the victory.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. Then we had Chris Hero against Anthony Nice. And what I liked about this is I thought it was totally different from the match the night before Hero had with Ricochet. You know? But Anthony Nice is another one. He's so goddamn good. I don't believe TNA had this guy and didn't know what to do with him.
They had Okada.
they had Okada, too. Fucking TNA,
now, you know, man. They had the No Limits, the tag team.
Yeah. Yeah, TNA, there's something else. They know how to get the least out of
TNA. Too bad they got Rockstar Spud, no.
Yeah, but he's doing all
yeah, right. Yeah, like, but he ain't wrestling. I mean, funny, entertaining, but you know where I'm coming from. You know where I'm coming from.
Both these guys can really go, and it showed in this match. As they were tearing down the house. Chris Hero ended up winning by submission.
Yeah. Totally, totally great.
Yeah. And then in the main event, Young Bucks took on Rich Swann and Chuck Taylor.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what you expect from these four. Just high octane, fast paced, a lot of fucking crazy high spots and bumps and awesomeness. But it was shorter than I expected, actually. Because, like, the finish came, and I thought it was like, I was like, whoa, I was surprised. Like, I thought they were going to go a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But the Young Bucks did get the victory with more bang for your buck.
But then again, also, this night they had a submission. Listen to me. Wow, they had an intermission.
Yeah.
Saturday night. Friday, there was none.
Yeah. So the Young Bucks got the victory. And then post-match, Johnny Gargano came out and cut a heel promo on Rich Swann and Chuck Taylor to end the evening.
Yeah.
Not a really solid show from Evolve. Not as good as 25, but still really good, as we said. Like, every fucking match rolled. As everybody had their working shoes on, it was kicking ass. Another great iPay-per-view feed.
Yeah.
Slam dunk, man. And we move on to night three.
Yes.
I highly recommend number 26. And then Evolve 27.
Yep. Yeah,
you have the results there.
Yeah.
Let's do it up.
All right.
Run it down.
All right.
Why open
it? They were supposed to start off with a fray. Caleb Conley came out and said, screw the fray. And I'm not lying. He did say, screw the fray. So he wanted a rematch with Lince Dorado from the night before. And these two started off the show. They tore the friggin' house down again. With Caleb Conley getting the victory this time. What did you think of this opener?
Good.
I thought this one was better than the match the night before. They were both great, don't get me wrong, but...
And with the win, it evened them up one apiece.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
So they're going to have a rubber match, and I'm all down with that because they work well together. And I like both guys.
Yeah. And next up we had Maxwell Chicago teaming with... FIP worker Johnny Vandal, never teamed before, against Dos Bendejos. And this was funny, Maxwell doing his typical comedy stuff and saying all this stuff about Johnny Vandal, like, he's a bad guy, he's a heel, this, that. And
I thought this match worked well.
Yeah.
Because, like, the night before, like, if you're not a comedy guy, then you're really not going to like Chuck Taylor and Maxwell. But in this, even if you're not into the comedy... Johnny Vandal and Dos Bendejos did a lot of work around it. It all fit well together inside the match and came off a really fun match. And I'm a big Johnny Vandal fan, too.
Yeah. Maxwell Chicago's great. Aren't you going to let me hit my finisher? He kept doing that all the weekend. That was great. Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, see, this is my chance to get booked by Dragon.
Yeah. Let me hit my finisher. That was the Chuck Taylor. Yeah, let me hit my finisher. It might get me a shot to get into Dragon Gate. That was hysterical when he said that shit. But good solid tag match, you know.
Yeah, good stuff.
And obviously Dos Bendejos.
Real good. I'm happy. Like I said,
I would love to see them moving around to more places. But like I said, they're going to be working PWX. And obviously they're on the FIP shows and stuff and probably more stuff maybe around Florida. But they need to be around more places. So match three was John Davis versus Rich Swann. And Swanny went over. And this, I thought, was like, this was a squash match, except Davis didn't win.
It was really weird.
He beat the shit
Davis
out of Rich
Swann.
All over the place, outside the ring, you name it. But Rich Swann pulled it off, you know?
Yes, he did.
And it was Real good. I liked it.
They did a good job with the big guy, little guy. Good stuff.
Yeah. You were watching this, you would never think Britt Swann's probably going to come back and win the way he got beat up. So the next match was supposed to be the start of the singles matches between the Young Bucks and the Bravados. So we started off with Nick Jackson versus Lancelot Bravado, which became a no contest, which turned into a wild brawl between the Bravados and the Bucks all over the place. And this went on for a pretty good while, ain't it?
Yeah, this was wild.
Because we were contemplating, thinking, are they going to do the other singles match? Are they going to do the other?
Yeah,
then we were thinking they were going to just stop it and turn it into a tag, which they didn't.
This is a quick DQ.
Mm-hmm.
And then this that brawl all over the building. I mean, everyone's like, I know there was a spot where the Bravado Brothers slid down the railing and got super kicked at the bottom.
That was amazing.
There was a super kick. The one got super kicked off the stage, threw a whole thing of chairs.
Yeah. But the crazy finish when they did the more bang for your buck, right? Onto the outside the ring, over. This is hard to explain. You got to see this to believe it. Nick Jones dives over. He's up on the stage with the crowd. He dives over the railing up there and gives, I can't remember, I think it was Harlem Bravado, the more bang for your buck on the chairs down onto the concrete. And he was laid out because everybody ran, Gabe even ran out.
Yeah.
So you knew something.
Yeah,
he said maybe a possible stinger. Right?
I haven't heard no update on this. He was hurt.
But Matt Jackson grabbed the mic. The Bucks won this fight. They didn't win. They didn't win a match, but they won this fight. The war is not over. And challenged for the belts in April.
WrestleMania weekend.
So already we get a match already signed.
Young Bucks and Bravados are going to fight for the Open Freedom Gate belts in Nollins.
And this for just a brawl out of nowhere, it was real, real good.
Yeah, awesome brawl.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not expecting, especially for what you saw the last two nights, basically really just straight out, you know, wrestling.
Totally.
And this was just, wow. Hardcore.
Yeah.
It was basically a street fight, like a hardcore, and they beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, they really did.
Mm-hmm. Next up, get ready. Woo.
They took an intermission at that point.
Sunday they did too. Yes, that's right. But after intermission, they come back. And now get ready. Lick your lips for this one. Chris Hero versus Chuck Taylor.
Boom.
Wow. I'm speechless. You have words?
It was great. Hero was awesome all weekend.
Oh, my God, yeah. Fuck, yeah. And Chucky's.
Yeah. Taylor doesn't get the credit he deserves. Mm-hmm. He can really, because he relies on comedy a lot, but when he wants to, he can fucking go.
And
man.
They got up and go.
They did. Chris Hero ended up getting the victory.
Yeah. But then Air Fox and Trent came out.
Yeah.
So now we get another match announced as Hero will now face AR Fox February 23rd
for the Pretty Evolved title on
Dragon Gate USA.
Yeah.
So that was real, real good. And then Trent Beretta became the new member of the Premier Athlete brand with Anthony Nice and Sue Young, as he was in Nice's corner the night before with Sue Young. So now they are together.
Together.
And then that led to the next match, which was Trent Beretta and Anthony Nice versus Ricochet and AR Fox, and all I have written there is off the fucking charts.
Yeah. Pretty much you just got to get this weekend of shows, man. All three nights were fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy it. Awesome pacing all three nights.
Yeah,
awesome.
If you're looking to buy something,
solid booking.
A quick three. And it's good because everything builds and leads, You know, and obviously leads on to bigger things. We already announced a match for WrestleMania weekend, February 23rd for Dragon Gate. And now another match, because now it's going to be Chris Hero versus Trent Beretta in New Orleans in April for WrestleMania for Evolve.
Yes.
Good job, Gabe.
Yes.
Because that's going to be fucking amazing. I cannot wait to see this match. Cannot wait. Now, I will go on the record. Friday night when UHA Nation won the fray and got the shot at Johnny Gargano, I turned to Tom and I says, get ready. UHA Nation is going to be the new heavyweight champ. He will win the belt from Gargano.
I didn't think so.
So the main event was Johnny Gargano versus UHA Nation, but Johnny Gargano kept the belt.
Yes.
Awesome match.
Yeah, they worked hard.
Real, real good.
They did a good job with it.
Mm-hmm. UHA Nation looked fantastic.
It took Gargano, three Gargano escapes.
Yeah, which was...
to get UHA to tap out at the end.
Yeah. Very, very
good. So it was one of those, I think UHA Nation got over in losing.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. He got more out of it than Gargano did. Especially for what he went through until finally Gargano got him.
And that was Evolve 27.
Yeah. I can't recall really the threat that bad where Gargano, like, his face was obvious, great, you know what I mean? But when he kept getting out, and, like, he was even like, how am I gonna put him away? You know what I mean? But then, after that happened, Ricochet came out, because he wants Johnny Gargano. Then Swan came out. Then John Davis came out to tell Gargano he's done helping him do his dirty work. So now that will be WrestleMania weekend now too. Will be Ricochet versus Johnny or Roderick Strong pending.
Because going forward now in February in New York, Johnny Gargano is going to be defending the title against Roderick Strong.
Okay.
And the winner of that match will fight Ricochet WrestleMania weekend.
For Evolve.
Yes. And we will also have Chris Hero taking on AR Fox for the Evolve title next month in New York City.
Yeah. That is set up a lot.
Which I believe is the weekend of the 23rd and 24th.
They did a good job. They set up a lot of stuff for...
And then they set up some WrestleMania stuff.
Yeah.
Chris Hero against Trent Beretta. Yeah, really good. Really good
job.
Good weekend, man. Everything came up roses for him this weekend.
Crack an extra beer, Gabe. You did a great job, buddy.
Highly recommend it. That was Evolve. So now let's talk about CZW, which was also on iPay-per-view like the Evolve shows this weekend.
Yes.
CZW, answering the challenge, returned to Voorhees, New Jersey this past Saturday night on iPay-per-view through CZWiPayperview.com.
Yes.
In,
January
11, 2014. Yeah. People talk about this January curse.
Mm-mm.
More times than not, CZW's not had their best shows in January. But that has not been the case every year. So, I mean, I don't know about this whole curse bit. But this year was certainly not the case. His answering the challenge was certainly a fun show.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You really enjoyed
setting
it.
Setting up for the 15th anniversary coming up of the... formation of CZW. That's good for them. That's
15 years,
It's a fucking long time for an indie to be.
Say whatever you want, but 15 years is a long-ass time for an independent promotion to be around. And they're still chugging, man.
There ain't no sign of stopping.
In the dub. Answering real the challenge.
Good. Real, real good. So, I thought.
So why you run down these matches?
Started off with a three-way... Azrael versus Pepper Parks versus Shane Strickland, which was real, real awesome. Shane Strickland took a hard way, did a friggin' guardrail from a kick from Azrael. But,
Busting him open hard
way. Yeah, whoa, man. Looked like a boxing cut off the eye. You know?
I like Shane Strickland.
Oh, I love all three of them. They're all good. Azrael's
great. Oh, Azrael's been around. Another one has been around forever.
I know.
And he's just great.
Pepper Parks has been amazing.
He's been around forever, too.
Yeah, I know. And we've seen him even a lot earlier. But Shane's really coming into his own. Shane won with the swerve stomp on Parks.
Boom, Shane Strickland.
Good opener. Real good opener to get the crowd going.
I agree.
Next up, get ready for this, baby. Was Masada making his return versus Alexander James of the Gulak campaign, if I'm not wrong, right?
Yes, you are right.
And due to ref stoppage,
referee Masada stoppage. Won.
But Christina Von Erie and Masada, they carved James like a turkey.
The referee stopped when he was carving him up with a sickle.
Yeah, and on top of the sickle, it looked like a half of like a Japanese star half of a saw blade. On the other, I think
Christina Von Erie staple gunned his t-shirt to his head.
And then yanked it all back with all the staples yanking out his...
Masada skewered him in the head. Alexander James was bleeding buckets, man.
Yeah.
Masada just squashed him.
It was old school, like Abdul the Butcher.
Quite the way to.
It was exactly like Abdul the Butcher.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Which was good for me because I enjoyed that back in the day.
Quite the way to bring back Masada.
Yeah. But, to an extent, Alexander James looks like he was in the best shape I've seen him in a while.
Yeah.
Getting bigger, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yipperuski.
All right. Then next up was Tom's favorite match, which was Joe Gacy versus Greg Excellent, and Greg Excellent had Cherry Bomb with him. And for the stipulation for the match, every chop, Cherry had to eat chips and drink Mountain Dew.
Which was funny.
Yes, and they played off on this like crazy, and it was funny because it was actually more or less the way it was built to me watching. It was like Cherry Bomb was actually like Joe Gacy's manager, like helping him.
Yeah, Greg Excellence the match.
But on top of it, with Greg Excellence, she had to do the humor part of having to eat these filthy chips and stuff that she doesn't eat. And
yeah.
Oh, her facials and stuff.
And it built to the spot where Greg Excellence did the Kobashi shotgun chops. So she ended up getting like the whole bag of chips and Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that was great. But that was a cool spot, though, because he went off. He really laid him in on that.
Yeah. But outside of the comedy match was nothing.
It was all right. And then Pepper Parks interfered at the end.
Yeah, he got involved. And, Joe Gacy got the victory due to the interference of Cherry Bomb.
Next up was the first of CZW title matches, which was Alex Colon defending the Wire Championship against... I was going to say D1.
Devin Moore. On a pondering site or something.
Devin Moore. When... I had to say that because you made me laugh when you told me about that earlier.
Yeah, this was good. I was surprised at the title change. I didn't expect Alex Colon to drop the belt.
And the weird thing, a simple roll-up.
Yeah.
A simple roll-up, and we have a new champ.
Alex Colon got cocky and overconfident, and Devin Moore got the quick roll-up victory. New champion.
Yeah.
Moore's had a great 6 months being like an MVP for CZW the last 6 months between Tangled Web, Main Event, and Night of Infamy, Cage of Death. He's been a big part, and he's delivered every time. And deserving of some recognition for it, and he's the new Wired champion.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And this kind of frees Alex Colon up to maybe go after the world title.
Yeah, But at the end, Matt Tremont came out.
Yes.
And stared at Devin Moore and turned away and walked back through the curtain.
Yes.
And then next up, and this was great. Juicy Product, David Starr and JT Dunn.
Yes.
Took on OI4K of Irish Airborne, the Grist Brothers.
This was great.
Oh my God. And Nevaeh was at ringside, you know.
We always talk about how much we love Irish Airborne, but Juicy Product, David Starr and really JT Dunn both have big futures, man.
Oh my God.
Both guys are going to be
Yeah.
Big stars, I really believe.
Yeah. And the craziest thing was the finish of this. Man. After a spike tombstone through a table to the concrete, like off the apron, through the table right to the concrete.
It's crazy.
It just looked, oh my God.
There's clips all over the internet. Definitely go look for this. It was sick. On JT Dunn.
And the worst part about
it. Irish Airborne got the win off of that.
As great as that match was, the worst part about it was get ready for what come next.
Yeah. But all four guys look good.
Oh my God, yeah. Excellent matches, like everything. Arrow Boy from Mexico, right, mm-hmm. if I'm not wrong, who does hardcore all over the world, been in Japan, this and that, all different hardcore places, took on homeboy Danny Havoc.
Yeah.
In an international death matchup.
Ultra violent, and that it was.
Yeah. And this was real, real good.
Yeah, if you're into death matches, this is a good one.
To tell you the truth, the beginning of the match was like Danny and him were really doing a lot of wrestling.
Yeah.
A lot of wrestling.
But then they had barbed wire boards, barbed wire tables.
Yeah, until they went crazy. But the very beginning of it, they were doing a lot of good shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then it broke down into the violence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. Many a please come back. The whole place, standing ovation, please come back for Arrow Boy. And then Matt Tremont came out and stared at Danny and turned away. Even though after Danny won, Devin came back out and was celebrating with Danny. But Tremont just is staring them out one by one.
Literally, Tremont's not done with the Nation of Intoxication.
Yeah, so something's going on, you know?
This feud must continue.
So he did the same thing. He stared at Danny and turned away and went through the curtain, which led to Kimberly with Mr. Tofuga came out, and they were talking, and then came Christina Von Erie and Masada came out. And they were jaw-jocking. Nothing exploded. No action or anything. But February, Christina Von Erie versus Candice LeRae.
Yes.
Appointed by Kimberly.
Yes.
So, and that will be also with WSU.
And that will be on the CZW show. But it is a doubleheader with WSU. Next
yeah,
week.
Yeah. Just wanted to plug that quick. Next up, baby doll, get ready for this. Biff Busick versus Chris Dickinson. I wrote down All Out Assault and Battery.
Yeah, these two just beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And then Chris Dickinson got busted and he was juicing all over the place. He just really added to it.
Yeah, there was... it was weird. There were two hardcore matches which... you're going to get blood. And then he had two matches. You're not expecting nothing. Shane busted his head in the opener. And obviously, wow, when Dickinson got up, holy fuck, yeah. It was like an ocean running down the side of his face. You know? But wow, what a match. Front interference, powder in the eyes, and powder in the eyes to Chris. And Biff Busick pulled off the win. But an interesting thing was Chris Dickinson grabbed the microphone and was, saying some shit. And
about how he had to use talc to beat him and all the interference.
Yeah, but telling Biff you don't need them. Yeah. Kind of like actually starting to set a seed, it seemed like, as if.
For Biff Busick to finally break away.
Yeah, break away. I agree. Guy. Like I said, he'd be more patterned to be like an Elgin, like just a good baby face kick your ass guy.
So that's good to see. That's definitely where they're building. That's smart, because Biff can be one of their key players.
Yeah, I think he's great.
Definitely awesome.
Not that Dickinson's not.
No, Dickinson's
good. You know what I mean? Both. They're actually both kick-ass kind of baby face. if they broke Biff away.
Both have been former guests here on this very show.
Yeah.
Go back to the archive, Indie Wrestling world.com/UncleMikeyTom.
Yeah.
Plugging ourselves.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Next up was the tag team titles, which was Blackout defending the titles against the Beaver Boys of Alex Reynolds and John Silver.
Yes.
which was awesome. Totally awesome. And guess what?
New tag team champions. History was made for a second time tonight. Finally, the Beaver Boys get the belts from Blackout, and it's everybody's happy. So
everybody's happy. Yes. Not Robbie Marino. Robbie Marino didn't look happy after that match.
So I read all over the internet and Twitter and Facebook, everyone wanted the belts off of Blackout. So there, you got it. And then Beaver Boys are champs, so it was a good pick. Yeah. They're fucking great. So should lead to some awesome tag team title defenses in the next few months in the dub.
Oh, yeah. But we even were talking about that, like the lead up going in, like Beaver Boys are just hauling ass.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, you know, nothing against Blackout. I love Blackout, but it was like, it was time for the belts to go.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that was real good. And then came the main event with Drew Gulak defending the CZW World Heavyweight title against
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13. Yeah. Now, remember, the Nation of Intoxication is already 2-0 on the night with Devin taking the belt and Danny beating Arrow Boy in the
international. Going for the sweep.
Yeah, death match.
Trying to get the world title.
Yep. Great match. I liked it a lot because it was, you know, obviously a ton of just straight out wrestling.
I liked it too.
And Lucky 13's knee gave out, and like once that, and that became the focal point of the match. Which was amazing. Real good storytelling, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Drew Gulak's really good.
Oh my god, yeah.
Well, Lucky 13, man, he came out with a really cool mask and outfit that was pretty neat.
Yeah, and he did some crazy high like.
I knew Lucky would step up to the occasion, and he did, and they had a great match, and I fully expect it, so I'm happy for him.
Yeah. I love Lucky 13, but I knew he wasn't going
to
win.
That's what I was just going to say. The only bad part is, like, I don't think there was a person in the world that thought Lucky 13 had a chance to actually win the belt. But outside of that, they had a great match.
Yeah, I loved it.
Good way to top off the show. Good show.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. CZW delivered when a lot of people didn't think the show would be good. I had a feeling looking at the show on paper, there was a lot of matches that could deliver, that would deliver. And it'd be a show that people were expecting very little from, and it'd be entertaining. Well, that's exactly what it was.
Well, they shifted and moved some stuff, so they made the show important. So now January's important now. Right after Cage of Death, don't fall asleep on them.
And now we go on to February 8th, which will be CZW 15.
A doubleheader.
15-year anniversary. Deadly doubleheader with WSU. And they'll be doing Mutiny. On the afternoon WSU show, Jessica Havoc defends the WSU world title in the main event against Shauna. Plus, Lufisto will be returning.
Great.
Athena will be returning.
Yes, yes.
Barbie Hayden's going to be there.
Ooh, our buddy.
Like a who's who of the best of the women's wrestling and independent world will be there on February 8th in the afternoon.
And is Nikki?
I believe so, yes.
Yes.
And then at night, it'll be CZW 15,
mm-hmm.
where they announced Drew Gulak will be defending the CZW title against AJ Styles, like we were talking about earlier. Drake Younger will be returning on that show also.
No opponent yet?
No, hasn't been named. But, should be a good show, man.
If you, Tom Richards, were guessing, who would you think Drake's taking on? Just you guessing.
Oh, I don't know.
Without knowing none.
At the top of my head, I don't even know. It's a good question. It'll be interesting to see. I don't know.
All right. Azrael.
But that'll be CZW 15, man. And speaking of Drake Younger, he's been announced as being on the next AIW show coming up the night before, February 7th. Thank God it's Friday, TGIF. He's getting a shot at the AIW World Champion, Michael Elgin.
Excellent.
Also on that show, Lewis Linden defends the intense title against Johnny Gargano. Allison Kay defends the women's title rematch with Veda Scott.
Ooh.
And Kevin Steen will be taking on All Ego Ethan Page, man.
No way.
And AAW, they will be returning next week, and they announced that Shane Hollister will be defending the title against Jimmy Jacobs.
Oh, man.
And UA Nation and Ricochet will be there in tag team action.
Excellent.
Plus, Silas Young and Eddie Kingston in the same building.
What?
We'll be in the same building. We'll talk more about that next week. And one more note, because we didn't exactly record this show in order. PWX this Sunday night with AJ Styles and Cedric Alexander, that we'll be going over the whole lineup in a couple of seconds, will be available on iPay-Per-View through High Spots TV this Sunday night. And with that, let's get back to what's going on this week. And now, let's go over what went down last weekend and what's going down this weekend, and we can get out of here. So last weekend, besides the Evolve and CZW, St. Louis Anarchy Wrestling returned Friday night with Benefit Bash 2014 from Alton, Illinois. On this show, the Hooligans defeated two-star heroes of Matt Nixon and Chris Castro. It was Brandon Espinoza defeating Matt Money Cage. Alex Castle won a seven-man elimination match. It was Jordan Lacey, Alex the Big Al, defeating Jeff O'Shea and Malachi Matthews. ACH defeated B-Boy. Ooh, Bolt Brady defeated Mike Seidel.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, Mike Seidel was actually spending some time over in the Dragon Gate dojos training over there.
Speaking of, not to cut you off or nothing, but did you see Jay Bradley and Rob Terrier over in Japan?
Speaking of Jay Bradley, I'm happy you brought that up. He got released yesterday from TNA.
Is that good or bad?
They weren't using him anyway. He's already been added to the Extreme Rising show in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like,
he shouldn't
have been a high pay. He should have kept.
I know, but they didn't.
Good, we get him on more indies.
They cut Wes Briscoe while we're talking TNA for a second,
too. They cut Wes Briscoe?
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to the St. Louis Anarchy. Michael Elgin defeated JoJo Bravo. Kyle O'Reilly defeated Evangelistico. Evan did not defend his ACW title in the match.
That's
going to
be great.
Adam Ra defeated Ricky Starks, and Davey Vega and Matt Fitchett defeated St. Louis Anarchy champion Gerald James and Jeremy Wyatt. And that was St. Louis Anarchy.
Sounds good.
I wish they'd start getting their shows more up to date on DVD so we could check them out.
How far behind are they?
They're like the last summer. Like August of 2012. Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't recall us seeing
them. I know. Saturday night, IWA Mid-South returned with Out with the Old and In with the New from Clarksville, Indiana.
Cool.
And here's the one down. It was Josh Crane pinned Todd Morton. Before the match, Morton talked down to Crane, saying it didn't belong in wrestling, period. Josh Crane went with a small package. Congo Kong.
Whoa.
With Ronnie Rush. I haven't seen Ronnie Rush's name
first
in a
off,
long
Congo
time.
Kong.
Congo Kong.
I did enjoy when we used to watch JCW.
Yes, you did.
I thought he was good. Because there's no wrestlers like that nowadays, that old Kamala type, you know, whatever. And that's funny to see Rodney Rush. He used to be in CZW and some stuff out in the Midwest. I haven't seen his name in a long time. Just good to see his name.
Well, Congo Khan defeated Trip Cassidy with a splash from the top rope.
Yeah.
This was Trip Cassidy's punishment from defeating Ian Rotten at Evolution Pro's Holiday Hangover on Thursday.
There you go.
Heidi Lovelace defeated Angela Slane with a Heidi Karana. Reed Bentley beat Ian Rotten and Mean Mitch Page in a three-way. Originally signed as Mean Mitch Page versus Reed Bentley, Bentley requested another washed-up IWA Deathmatch guy to come out. Enter Ian Rotten. During the match, Mitch Page got his eye busted open by Bentley, but was able to hit the turn Page to Bentley on the floor. While Trick Davis and Adam Gooch came out and took Mitch Page out of the equation, brawling them all the way backstage, it came down to Bentley versus Rotten. Bentley used the chain to blast Rotten and pick up the victory.
Wow.
Later in the show, Ian Rotten set up himself and Mean Mitch Page versus Gooch and Trick Davis for February's Heartbreak on February 8th. He also said that Reed Bentley would be taking on a mystery opponent that night.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. They probably have something planned.
Yeah, but you're better off naming who it is. probably. If it's something big, you're going to get more money when the people know who it is and not.
Yeah.
We've had that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not, but that's not...
sometimes it's...
If you're doing it in an undercard match, it's different. It's when you do it, like, in the main event, it's silly because it just doesn't work. But in an undercard match, it doesn't matter. They're going to get the same draw regardless of who Reed Bentley's fighting in the undercard, you know? Isaiah defeated Shane Mercer with the Ninja Vanish. After the match, they shook hands, and as Isaiah was getting out of the ring, Mercer kicked the ropes and started beating on Isaiah. And used one of his entrance wrist gauntlets with spikes and busted Isaiah open.
That's probably a good spot.
Ian set up Isaiah versus Shane Mercer in a steel cage for Heartbreak on February 8th. Danny Cannon won the Fight for Your Spot six-way versus Zach Sawyer, Alex Castle, Mike Finnegan, Frank Wyatt, and Dale Patricks.
Mick Finnegan. That's true.
Yeah, you're right. Mikey McFinney.
Name.
Jordan Grace defeated Mickey Knuckles after help from Ronnie Rush.
Ooh, oh.
Knuckles whooped on Grace the entire match, including headbutts, forearms, and even a northern right suplex on the floor. I wouldn't recommend taking too many of those.
Good job, Mickey.
White America, Adam Gooch and Trick Davis defeated the Submission Squad, even though Evangelistico's foot was on the rope during the pin.
Ooh.
But Reed Bentley jumped in the ring and knocked it off before the referee could see it.
Look out.
Christian Rose beat B-Boy.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah.
I forgot about that match.
That should be good to see.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Christian Rose will take on Danny Cannon at Heartbreak. Necro Butcher defeated Gary Jane in a brutal war that went all over Colgate Gym.
I can't wait to see that.
B.J. Whitmer defeated Jonathan Gresham with an exploder suplex in a tremendous contest. It was Team IOU of Kerry Awful and Nick Iggy defeating Ox Harley and Corporal Robinson in a double dog collar match after Congo Khan came out and beat down Corp and put Kerry Awful on top.
Wow.
Next show is February 8th, running head-to-head with CZW again.
Again.
What Heartbreak. It will be Jordan Gracie versus Mickey Knuckles, no DQ. Pinfalls count anywhere. Danny Cannon versus Christian Rose. Ian Rotten and me and Mitch Page against Adam Gooch and Trick Davis. Reed Bentley versus a mystery opponent. And Shane Mercer versus Isaiah in a cage. Also, IWA Mid-South presents Sunday Blaze Sunday on March 9th with a 6 p.m. bell time. And that already has announced Jimmy Jacobs and B.J. Whitmer versus Adam Gooch and Trick Davis.
Yeah. Before the B.J. match with Gresham, they forgot at the end that they... Trick Davis and they came out and they attacked BJ, which probably led to,
In IWA Mid-South's December show just came out on smartmarketvideo.com, so you can go over there and check that out, if you want to. And then on Sunday, Alpha One Wrestling returned with Chaos Cup, where they did something a little bit different. They had five, it was a tournament, they had five first round matches, but each first round match was a different match. Whether it was a singles match, a man versus female, a tag match, a three-way, and the winners of each of these matches would advance to the finals where it would be one winner.
Oh, my God.
So in the opening match, it was our guest we just had on earlier, Brent Baggs, teaming up with Night Train Justin Sane, defeating the King of Knockouts, Joey King, and Bone Crusher Steve Brown to advance to the finals. Leah Von Dutch defeated Psycho Mike Rollins.
No, say what it says.
A.K.A.
That's why I laughed.
Psycho Michelle Rollins, A.K.A. Mike Rollins in a skirt, in the finals.
I can't wait to see that.
It was Mr. 70s Kung Fu, Lewis Linden defeating Surfers Up, Johnny Wave, and Timothy Crane in a three-way to move on to the finals. Hacker Scotty O'Shea defeated T.D. Thomas to move on to the finals.
Baby, I can't wait to see that.
It was Alessandro Del Bruno defeating Reckless Ryan Swift. It was ECE Eric Carney defeating Rocksteady Alex Vega and Josh Rogan to become the new 0-1 Gravity champion. It was the Macho King of Canada, Cheech Hernandez, defeating All Ego Ethan Page via countout. Wow. So Ethan Page retains the Alpha Male title. And in the main event, Justin Sane outlasts Scotty O'Shea, Brent Banks, Lewis Linden, and Leah Von Dutch to win the inaugural Chaos Cup.
Wow. Cool.
Congratulations to Justin Sane.
Yes, yes. Sounds good.
Yes. Alpha One Wrestling will return on March 16th to the Knights of Columbus Hall in Hamilton, Ontario for the Killing Joke. Already announced, Cheech, Thatcher Hatfield, Pinky Sanchez, Mr. Touchdown, Chuck Taylor, Ethan Page, Josh Hill, and more.
Wow, they're packing that show.
It's the Killing Joke, Alpha Pro Wrestling, March 16th. Check them out, smartmarkvideo.com.
Cool.
And that's what went down last weekend. So what do you say we take a look at the major lineups of the major shows going down this weekend, and then we can roll on out of here. Excuse me. All right, let's start Friday night. Premier Wrestling Experience is going to be returning this weekend with a triple shot in North Carolina area. Premier Wrestling Experience is the premier brand in North Carolina. This Friday night, they present Country Strong, the live TV taping. 7:30 p.m. Tremont Music Hall. Prior to the show, they'll have a kickoff concert by Mickey James.
Look out.
But on the show, 7:30 Friday night, you will see Collab Conley and Cedric Alexander versus Corey Hollis and Adam Page. Pick Your Partner Challenge will be Jake Manning and a partner versus John Skyler and a partner. Former partners collide in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyle O'Reilly versus Rich Swann. Mm. Kyle Matthews versus Davey Richards. Kyle Matthews, one of them guys who works down south that doesn't get a lot of press that's really fucking good. This will be a good match for him. Also scheduled to appear Michael Elgin, Kevin Steen, Worst Case Scenario, Los Bendejos, Zane Riley, Mystery Lee, Drew Myers, and more. That's this Friday night.
Excellent.
Saturday night, Premier Wrestling presents
Taken by Force
at the Hickory Metro Convention Center in Hickory, North Carolina. Matches include PWX Heavyweight Title on the line with Collab Conley defends against Rich Swann. It'll be Cedric Alexander one-on-one with Michael Elgin.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Davey Richards one-on-one with Corey Hollis.
Look at this shit.
It'll be Kyle O'Reilly one-on-one with Kyle Matthews. Battle of the Kyles this Saturday night.
Ooh, yeah.
It'll be Amber O'Neill and a partner of her choosing versus Amanda Rodriguez and Zane Riley. Also scheduled to appear, Jake Manning, Kevin Steen, Worst Case Scenario, Los Bendejos, John Skyler, Drew Myers, and many more. And finally,
Los Bendejos there?
Yes.
Los Bendejos?
I don't know. Is that what it said?
Well, I'm just, yes.
And finally, Sunday night, it's phenomenal debut at Ziggy's, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Ooh.
Matches include Dream Series match, one-on-one, Sunday night, right. Cedric Alexander and AJ Styles will get it on. Cedric Alexander is a really amazing talent. It's great to see him getting a singles push finally in Ring of Honor. Down here in PWX, he rules the roost, and that should be awesome.
This is all good shit.
Also, Davey Richards goes one-on-one with Rich Swann. It'll be Kyle O'Reilly versus Michael Elgin. PWX tag titles on the line when Worst Case Scenario defending against Los Bendejos. Pick Your Partner Challenge will be Jake Manning and a partner versus John Skyler and a partner rematch from Friday night. Plus, Collab Conley, Shane Helms, Kevin Steen, Country Jack, and Lodi.
Wow, Lodi, you haven't seen him out.
It's PWX this weekend, North Carolina. If you live down there,
it is
the promotion you want to see. It's three awesome lineups all weekend long. And lucky us, we just picked up
the
five of the most recent shows through highspots.com through PWX.
Fucking things would be on fucking iPay-per-view half of these shows.
I know. So we'll be able to review a bunch of your most recent shows in upcoming weeks here on the Uncle Mike and Tom Show.
Yeah. There's even a couple we got to go back and get. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But a lot of PWX
times loaded lineups. Coming. Yeah. PWX is...
Whew, other stuff going on this weekend. Uncle Mike's favorite this Friday night.
What favorite?
Resistance Pro!
Who?
Nah. Vulgar display of power. This Friday night, 115 Bourbon Street, Marion Park, Illinois. All ages show, bell time 7:30.
I won't say nothing bad because of these three guys.
In the house, Tracy Smothers, Tommy Dreamer, and Raven. And here's the lineup. Rematch for the heavyweight title. Robert Ego Anthony defends the title against Josephus. In a women's title match, Darcy Dixon defends against Thunder Kitty. In a rematch for the tag titles, the Soul Touchers defend against former champions Lockup. In a hardcore six-man tag, it'll be Raven, Tommy Dreamer, and Madman Pondo versus Ashton Vuitton, Eric St. Vaughn, and Brady Pierce. In a four-way, it'll be Mr. M80, Marche Rocket versus Cobra versus Jake O'Neill versus Scotty Young. Plus, Crazy Mary Dobson goes one-on-one with Mickey Knuckles.
No, Mickey Moose Knuckles, it has listed there. That will be crazy. Other than crazy, that will be crazy.
Two-star heroes versus the Painkillers, plus Chris Hall, Remy Wilkins, Team IOU, Tracy Smothers, Lyle Lodge, and more. La Resistance Pro this Friday night in Marion Park.
How come you didn't say Jesse Corgan?
Who? Saturday night, Wrestling Cares returns with their sixth show. And it's the finals of the Race for the Ring Cup, the final round, live this Saturday night, 7 p.m., Gardena, California, hosted by Maria. Yeah. And here we go. It features the finals of the Race for the Ring, one-on-one, Adam Cole versus Johnny Gargano, this Saturday night in Gardena. For Pro Wrestling's only championship ring, 20-minute time limit, no draws, no double eliminations, only one winner. Plus, the Wrestling Cares honors the career of Scrap Iron Adam Pearce.
Wow.
Join Wrestling Cares. We pay tribute to the icon. And then he'll have a grudge match as he takes on Adam Page.
Real good.
Plus, more action. It'll be Katrina Lee. And the ladies beat the champ series as she's the champion defending against cheerleader Melissa.
Less. Thatcher's ladies beat the champ.
Katarina Levers, cheerleader Melissa. Real God, man.
I know, that's a...
Golden State Tag Team Championship rematch. It'll be the Forever Hooligans versus Timothy Thatcher and Oliver John.
All right. Now, I know I'm being a jackass. That is Les's kid. Timothy Thatcher.
I don't know a lot about Timothy Thatcher.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just figuring with the name.
I would assume, but I don't know that for sure.
No. I thought maybe you knew.
Correct me. That's listening.
Oh, get ready.
Three-way hard way.
Wow.
B-Boy versus Willie Mack versus Brandon Gadsden.
We haven't seen him in a while.
Oh.
Brandon Gadsden.
One-on-one will be Aaron Aguilera versus Brian Cage.
Zodiac. Look out.
And that's all this Saturday night, man. Gardena, California.
What the hell was his name when he was in
7 p.m. Was it Mr. Aguilera?
No. He was Zodiac when he went to Japan.
Mr. Aguilera.
You're probably right.
On the spot on a podcast. I forget his fucking name. It's been too many years and he didn't do nothing.
No, they didn't use him. No, they didn't.
Was he John Cena's bodyguard that stabbed him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wrestling is Fun returns this Saturday night to Easton, Pennsylvania. The Palmer Center for the Wild Bunch. 7 p.m. bell time at the Palmer Center in Easton. You will see the Baltic Siege versus Devastation Corp. It'll be Jervis Cottonbelly versus the Brown Mourning.
Of Belarus, right?
I believe so. It'll be the Throwbacks versus the Batiri. Portia Perez versus Princess Kimberly.
Baby, there's the show sailor.
Shinron versus Kobold. Lost Ice Creams versus Xhaka.
And Oleg
the Usurper. And Fire Ant and Green Ant versus Lance Steel and Jolly Roger. It's a Saturday night Easton, Pennsylvania. Wrestling is fun. And like we talked to Brent Banks earlier, C4 returns this Saturday night. Capital City Championship Combat presents A Better Tomorrow at the Vanier Columbus Club in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Listen to this lineup. Main event, Sudden Death Tag Team Challenge. It's C4 champion Hacker Scotty O'Shea and Psycho Mike Rollins against superstar Shane Hawk and a mystery partner. First time ever, Speedball Mike Bailey goes one-on-one with Bulldozer Matt Tremont.
That's fucked up. That's a fucked up match, ain't it?
First time ever non-title, CZW champion Drew Gulak takes on Dirty Buck Belmar. C4 tag team titles. We talked to him earlier. Brent Banks and his partner Jay Rukin defend against the Super Smash Brothers.
Wow.
In a singles showdown, Christopher Bishop takes on MVP Michael Von Payton.
Another great one.
In a wild card fight, 8-man tag. It'll be TDT versus the After Party versus Radioactive Wave versus Rocksteady Alex Vega and John Green. And if that's not enough, one-on-one, Sebastian Suavers, Cheech Hernandez.
Yes.
It's C4, and it's a Saturday night in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
The other day, you announced that the new overdogs were who?
Sebastian Suave, John Reed. They'll be debuting on Smash Wrestling next weekend.
Wow. Look out.
And then we get to Sunday. First up is Wrestling is Respect. Sunday afternoon, returns to your favorite, Boonton, Ohio. New Jersey.
Boonton, New Jersey.
At the Boonton's Outlaws. It's got a 3 o'clock bell time.
Ooh, good one.
And here's the lineup. Yes, main event, Drew Gulak versus Green Ant versus Francis O'Rourke.
A.K.A.
Biff Busick. It'll be Leech Lander versus Olag the Usurper.
Wow.
Vita Scott versus Portia Perez.
Oh, Portia, baby.
Piece of the Hate versus the Baltic Siege.
Real good.
Jervis Cottonbelly versus Assad King.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Don't know.
And Delirious versus Snow Troll. Grant Akuma versus Chris Dickinson.
That should be good.
I haven't seen a Side King yet, so I don't know anything about him.
You don't know nothing?
No.
All right.
But there's your lineup for Boonton, New Jersey this Sunday. Wrestling is Respect.
Sounds good. A lot of action going on.
And finally, one of the biggest for last. We talked about him last week. Anarchy Championship Wrestling returns this Sunday afternoon with their biggest show of the year, Guilty by Association, 8 from the Mohawk, this Sunday night. Bell time is 6 p.m. And here is the lineup for the granddaddy of them all for Anarchy Championship Wrestling. Career versus title in a cage.
Real good.
Anarchy Heavyweight Championship, Evan Gelestigo defends against Sean Vax. World Hardcore Championship, champion Matthew Palmer defends against Darren Child.
Damn.
Anarchy Tag Team Championship, The Business defends against Jack Jameson and Paul London.
Whoa, who's got the belts?
The Business.
Well, they're wearing the belts. Jack Jameson.
Oh, wait, I'm
Paul
sorry.
London.
Yeah, they have the belts.
That's, what I was gonna,
that's
like,
the woman's title. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
My
bad.
Yeah, I think the Business will win it.
St. Louis Anarchy title on the line.
Wow.
When Gary J defends against Bolt Brady.
Real good.
Scott Summers, one-on-one against Masada.
If you're dying for blood... And you're dying for the hardcore. There's the match, baby.
For the American Joshi Championship, champion Sue Young defends against Barbie Hayden.
Cool.
In a grudge match, it's Ricky Starks versus Davey Vega.
Fucking loading that up.
Who is the prodigy of Texas? Barrett Brown versus Carson.
Don't know either one of those guys yet.
Special challenge match, Jason Silver versus ACH.
Amazing.
Grudge match will be Jessica James versus Pierre Abernathy.
That'll be great. Oh, I love Ricky.
In the Young Guns Under 30 Championship, it will be Jeffrey Gatt versus Ricky Romita.
I love Ricky.
In a Double Jeopardy tag match, it'll be Little Crazy versus The Business versus Scott and Steve versus Brooks and Dunbar.
That's a good one. Brooks and Dunbar.
In an Eye for an Eye death match, it'll be End of Days versus The Bad Boys. It's Guilty by Association, eh? The biggest show of the year for Anarchy Championship Wrestling. This Sunday, if you live in the Austin area, you want to be at the Mohawk.
Mm-hmm.
The Saturday night, 6 p.m. bell time, man. Guilty by Association.
Oh, look, it says alcohol will be served.
Fuck yeah, it's the Mohawk.
I know, I'm joking.
And that's going to do it for us this week, man. That's it. That's what's going on this weekend.
That's everything?
That's everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
Phil Coleman, I hope you're enjoying your lunch right now.
Yeah, he will. He will.
Nah. Couldn't think of nothing else to say. Nah, but thumbs up to Gabe.
Yeah, really, good weekend for
you. Really went to bat this week, buddy. You did a damn good job. Set up a lot of good shit and set a lot of shit up for the future.
And with that, we're going to hit the road, man. That's Uncle Mike. I'm Tom Richards. Yeah. Spread the word. Support indie pro wrestling.
Yes, it's hot right now. All over.
Fuck yeah. Hit the fucking music.